this session basically on time as well. Yeah, this is the Inventaire guys. Yeah, enjoy.
Thank you for being here. We'll be presenting Inventaire very quickly, and would like to go in depth more on how we work on day-to-day with Wikidata's shifting data. A quick demo of this is Inventaire. I hope a lot of people knows it already. It's in order to share books, physical books, and everyone can just scan the ISBN and share, lend, sell. We're just making a relationship platform in order to exchange books. And of course, it's reusing Wikidata's data. That's the first part of the project. The second part is the Wikidata's federated open bibliographic database that we've been building for a long time now, 5 years, something like that. There you go. So we basically reuse Wikidata's items data in a local dump that we regularly update. And we also add extra items to our local database in order to comply with books that are not already on Wikidata. And we are using a very similar data model in order to comply to Wikidata's data. This is a brand new entities map. Which basically describes how we model the data in Inventaire. And we'll go back after on the typing system that we are strictly enforcing compared to what Wikidata is doing. Yes. Because yeah, we do like ontologies, we do like to talk about semantic, but we are kind of dealing with reality here. And we need to strictly type what we are dealing with, especially with ontologies and inheritance that have some troubles to, we have some troubles to comply to. If you want to add something on that, we'll get into the details after.
Yeah, we had the a preview of what that meant, yes. Which is really the part where people start to scream, because the way we do typing, so we have different types of entities we deal with in Inventaire, which are mainly works, editions, series, and humans. And the thing is that to answer the question, is this item in Wikidata a theory, a work, an edition? You have different ways to do that, but none of them are both perfect and fast, efficient. And so the way we do that at the moment is that we have those lists of aliases of what are... that's the list of properties, all those properties. Oh, no, sorry, that's the wrong type, the wrong... That's the aliases. The things we consider being humans are P31, Q5, obviously, but also things that are a duo, sibling duo, writer, house name, pseudonym. We consider that when we encounter those things in an entity, that's a human. And the humans are actually the simplest ones, because P31 Q5 is one of the most consistent way to type an entity in Wikidata, and that's great, and we want more of that. But look at works. This is all the things we consider to be works. So book, Q500, la la la, and all those comic book, comic strip, novella, graphic novel. So every time we see those P31s, we consider them to be works. And yeah, we could go more on those, but that's our hack to make typing
work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now the problem, in a way. Wikidata is awesome. We all agree on that. The only thing is that it might change over time, and so how do we keep track of those changes in our own local data model? So those are the things that could be redefined on the fly, overnight. There are discussions, I know, but yet sometimes it's possible that we do have troubles to redefine with properties that could be redefined. So, for example, that happened a couple of maybe 6 months ago or something like that.
I think it's more than a year ago, but we have been considering it. Between the time we detected this problem and started to think about taking measures about that 6 months ago.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, this property became. Not all of a sudden, but we found it all of a sudden. Became from languages. What's exactly the langue de l'œuvre?
So this property was language of the edition, or what was it? Language. Well, that was the property we were using for editions language. And at some point, it was decided that there were too many properties to talk about language, so this one was transformed into original language of film or TV show. So we started having our data being about TV show all of a sudden, and that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So the conclusion of this example is don't recycle properties, please.
Other examples of shifting data, maybe we'll don't have that much time to go through all of it. If there is some examples, like when work became editions on entities, on items, that's also quite tricky, because then how do we categorize it again? So we are strictly typing, and that help us there are advantages to that, lots of advantages. It's a simplified world we live in. It's not as complex as Wikidata reality is showing. So every edition has at least one associated work that is something that we can rely on. So if a work becomes an edition, then that sometimes have a problem. Editions data cannot be added on a work then. We are strict about that, even if Wikidata is not. So we are enforcing a policy that we would like to have on Wikidata, but we are only a small part of a bigger system. Word on autocomplete?
Yeah, well, that's something we have demonstrated all the times, but the idea that, for example, when we have genre properties, we will just suggest, like, so the user will start to type a genre, and only a genre will be suggested. So it makes, it's like, yeah, a simplified, because we are strictly typing, we can have less weird inputs for the user, which is very interesting for us, because our users are not aware of Wikidata and all the things that are in Wikidata, so we sort of simplify everything as much as we can, but that's at the cost of flexibility. The flexibility of Wikidata is lost in this process. And so, for instance, soon. so we have to go faster, maybe. One of the cases that was how do we so this simplified typing system is at the cost of how do we get we had the list of aliases of types we saw earlier, but sometimes we don't have all the types. So for example, we have when we encounter a P31 science fiction trilogy, if we didn't have it in our alias list, that's breaking the system. And so we are back at this problem. There are different ways to work around that, and we saw that trying to make in suggestion we talked about that problem in earlier presentation. We were told, you should do that with Sparkle. Yes, but that will mean asking for, is this entity an instance of some way or subclass of written work, these kind of things. And that's very expensive query, and we can't do that for everything. So that's why we have this aliases. Yes, and also we have those, so yeah, this lost flexibility, for the sake of simplicity, we lose flexibility, and that's how we have this. For examples, maybe?
We can, it's quite obvious, we cannot do much about it. There are more than humans that authors books, for example. There are collectives, and this is not yet taken into account in Inventaire. Editions can be a whole of series, lots of different possibilities that do not fit into this reality that is the world.
Okay, maybe going fast on on the list of issues we have also so these querying issues, different strategies to try to be both efficient and complete in the way we find all the works of a given author. And we can't go over all those subclasses because that's too expensive, but at the same time we can't just ask for all the items that have a P50 to an author, because editions also have this P50, and so that's the kind of problems we have. On the IDs we are playing with, we have what was, the concept of extending entities locally could be a solution to some of the problems we presented. It was mentioned earlier as shadow items, but maybe it's not such a good name, so we'll call it extend entities locally, which means adding statements on an item that is on Wikidata locally, but without overriding, because that would be crazy.
That would have some pros, though, because for copyrighted work, then we could actually work with that, which is not possible through Wikidata. We also do not have to agree with Wikidata's community in order to enforce our schemas. And also, we can also add links on non-Wikidata items from a Wikidata item. But the cons are also quite huge. We have to follow Wikidata's rhythm in order to make it compatible. And it's problematic for pushing data to Wikidata. If we lack some information, or some reference, we would like to push it in order to we'll go for it. Sorry. Actually, it's quite the end.
On this one?
Yeah. No, please.
Okay. To keep updated, we have to sometimes make mass updates of Inventaire data. And that's also the occasion of great scripting, and that's not always elegant, but at least it's happening. So we need to make the script to transition and not be language of TV show, for instance. Yes, and maybe for a final note on an argument for a small Wikidata, because so we have problems with the query service update time, which has been mentioned a few times. And this is, it seems to be due to the big ambition of Wikidata to cover all sorts of items, including scientific articles, and so many scientific articles that, maybe they are not the only ones to blame, but we end up having this large delay between an update and the propagation on the Wikidata query service. And that's a problem for us because, for example, mm-hmm. you will have a user connecting a work with an author on Wikidata and then going to the author page and expecting that their contribution be visible on the author page, and they won't see it happening. And so we need to find ways to tell them that it's going to be propagated, but we don't know when. And when and then we have the problems of we cache the request to get the author data, and we don't know when we should update this cached version of the query. So that's the kind of problems we have with the query delays of the query service. And so having a smaller Wikidata could maybe be helping us to not have to deal with this problem, because then we could just consider that the update will be quick and that we can just maybe in a few less than 10 minutes update our version and at least be close to what the people contributed.
That's it. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions or comments, we'll be happy to talk now or after, also during the event. And we'll be here also on Sunday to talk about Wikibase.
And if you have questions, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you give these guys a round of applause?
C'est beau.
And meanwhile, we can look at the map.
We have quite a generous question time because these guys have finished with plenty of time to go. So yeah, lots of questions.
Yeah, because the idea was more to put on the table pain we encounter in the daily life with working from out of Wikidata, and to have your ideas and comments and how much you share of those pain points and what solution also you might have found to tackle them.
Also, more general questions is possible.
I'm going to go to the chap in the front, and then we'll go backwards as we go.
So I guess first off, it was very therapeutic to hear that all this pain I've encountered personally. It's like, oh yes, it's not just me. So one thing I've encountered with like the schema issues is that yes, my go-to approach is always just like, oh, let's find all subclasses of a specific instance to solve this, and I've encountered a lot of the issues you have, though. It seems like going in the reverse has helped solve that issue, at least for my use cases. For instance, I noticed that all humans were instances of a manufactured component, and I just said, okay, let me find all classes that instance of a human is, and like this helped me go through and like find these errors in schema of like subclass relationships. And I was wondering if you had gone through any of these processes with, or have any other approaches similar to this to find errors?
Yeah, so we went through some trial and error there, and we encountered things like, so we have this very important distinction between editions and works. But at some point, editions were a subclass of something that was a subclass of works. And so the whole separation was falling apart. And so that's one of the example of things that were like modified because someone was thinking the world was different than what it was. That's how we were pushed to this more blacklist, whitelist system, like hard-coded types lists.
Yeah, since we are also coming from the editions and from the ISBNs of people's books, then we have to go upward to in the classes in order to find out that somehow this edition inherits from a work, and then how do you do that? Like that's very problematic. So
I guess I have some Sparkle queries that might be useful for that. It just generates a nice graph of the instance of subclass. I didn't write it. Someone wrote it for me when I described this problem, so I can't take credit, but it might be useful for that.
But without cyclic problems, like how do you deal with it when there are inconsistencies or things that are like, yeah, editions instance of work? And
yeah, I guess I think just visualizing it, and like it's very easy to, or not, no, it's not very easy. It's possible to then like find these inconsistencies, but I also think there are loops in Wikidata. For instance, like, oh, a concept is in itself an instance of a concept. And that's like, yes. it's not a useful subclass or instance of, but it's it's a valid one.
So. But so do you generate this map and see if there are errors, and but use its use the results and.
I noticed that Douglas Adams is an instance of this, and like there are these errors, like, and then just pitching it to the community to like fix this problem.
But you don't use this subclasses query live.
No, not live. Yeah. No, yeah. It was more of a debugging and then realizing it was like small enough to fix and then, but.
Finn?
So I suppose it's just comments about the issues around books. So I would say that we should never use a book as an instance, and we should try to move books instances either to works or editions, and perhaps you can agree with that. So, and furthermore, when I come to this a book instance, I would say that perhaps sometimes rather than converting to a work, a literary work, I would convert it to an edition instead. For example, if it has ISBN numbers, I would say that it's more like an edition, and perhaps meant like an edition. And also, if it, for example, is cited, I suppose you, in typically citations, you are citing an edition rather than a work. But I imagined, according to you, that this way could generate problems for you. So one should rather sort of convert the book to a work and then create an instance of an instance of an edition instead of that, and move the, for example, the ISBN numbers and perhaps other identifiers to that item.
We have seen the different criteria depending on who was wanting to make the separation. So people who are interested in the citation or coming from Wikisource want to convert pretty much everything to editions. And people who are more interested in the works as abstract categories for the editions tend to try to convert everything to works. And because in the case you describe, rather than considering that something with an ISBN is rather an edition, I will delete the ISBN and consider it a work. And because it's in the case there are what we see often is that there are Wikipedia articles on those items, and those Wikipedia articles don't talk about a specific edition but about the concept of the work more. And so that's this kind of problems that are discussed in Wiki Project books, and we are not seeing the end of it, and that's why for the moment
I would also say that if there's a Wikipedia article about the book, then it should be a work, the item there. And,
But lots of them have ISBNs also on the Wikipedia page.
I suppose then, I don't know. I suppose that should then be removed, perhaps, over to the edition item.
That would be nice to have a consensus on that. But
I'm not sure we will see
it. It's an ever-going discussion on Wiki Project books, I guess, I feel.
We have time for maybe just one more quick question. Excellent. Well, if you'd like to show your appreciation again for these guys, that would be great.